Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Troy, I've become something I never wanted to ever become.
Radio professional?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a professional.
No, because you know what? There, as a radio professional, and, you know, it's not my cup of tea, but there are fan listeners out there who swear by the altar of one R.J. Choppy. There are people in support of the fact that R.J. Choppy is a quality broadcaster. Now, again, I'm not in that camp.
I don't know who these people are.
But they
do. Believers of Choppyism.
They do exist out there. There are fans of him being in the position he's in on the radio. I would be hard-pressed to find any individual out there in the DFW Metroplex that would love having RJ in this position of their neighborhood.
I wouldn't even call it an official position. It's more of an assumed role.
As in you gave it to yourself.
Yeah. All right. So we have a neighborhood Facebook page, and I never got into the HOA. I'm not a fan of the HOA. But
you,
people are starting
to pay
to,
it? You have to pay it, right?
You have
You're required
to pay it.
To
have pay to pay it. Yeah, have to pay it. But there are folks now who are putting on our neighborhood Facebook page. They're trying to get this one family who put solar panels on their roof to take them down.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to do anything good for this world.
Oh, dude, the ones that will do something about solar panels, because you're only allowed to have like 10% of your house solar paneled or whatever.
Yeah.
F you, man. Like, I'm trying to save the world. I'm doing my part.
Well,
and you're over there burning energy like it's going out of style.
Well, look, like I've said, that world's going to know my footprint was where it was. But I support solar panels.
Good.
But the problem they're having is that they put them on the front of the house and not the back of the roof. So you could see it from the street.
Well, the sun happens to move
from time to time. Where is it in relation to the sun?
Again, the sun moves.
No, but in
the house. Okay, so it would be on the eastern side of the house, which is really, really weird.
Okay.
So I don't care. I'm like, look, let them put their solar panels up. Besides, you can't tell them to take it down anyway. That's a state law. Like the state law, you have to be able to, if you want to put a solar panel up, as long as you have to get approval, but you have to be able to put them up there. Well, I've decided that I'm putting a stop to all this neighborhood watchdog stuff, and I'm going to watch the watchers.
Oh, you're going to go, okay.
Okay.
You're going to watch the bad guys.
You know, I don't like solicitors, but people got to make money, man. And if you want to go door to door, knocking on people's door, trying to sell your product, knock on people's door, try to sell your, I'll listen to a pitch.
Now, can I say,
yeah, right, because you have no one to talk to.
That's fine.
In your current state, not that intimidated by you. Wouldn't have any problem walking into your neighborhood. Now, maybe if you, you know, put a little more bass in your voice.
Yeah, I know, right.
No, absolutely. No. That's not
Stallone.
That's not quite the bass that I'm looking for. Maybe a superhero character, if you will. How you would?
Oh, if I was Batman.
Oh, now I'm scared.
Now
I'm scared.
Oh yeah. Well,
so that's what I've started. So these solicitors walk through the neighborhood around like 7 o'clock at night. You know, when everybody's home.
What are they selling?
I'm trying to make pizza rolls. I am trying to spread a little PB&J for the kids, and that's. That is the moment in which I'm like, okay, now it's family time. I see what we're doing here. Oh, God. What? No, I don't need you to kill the bugs in my lawn.
Yeah, so
we're good.
Every time somebody is coming through the neighborhood, they post on the Facebook page, attention, solicitors walking through the neighborhood. Be sure to ask if they have a permit from the city of Fort Worth.
Ooh.
And I'm like,
all
right,
guys.
You
got to have that to solicit?
Apparently, like, technically, maybe.
Got it.
I don't know. I don't care. It's like,
good job, Tarrant County.
Where's your papers?
They're trying to sell home security.
No.
You know, they're trying to put home security stuff. It's not like they're doing bad things. They're trying to sell home security stuff. Shouldn't you want that, right? Like, you would want, like, a safer neighborhood. Or there's, you know, just cops strolling through. Whatever.
Well, if you want a safer neighborhood, DFW security.
Sure.
If you're listening to the radio.
Yes.
That's where you get all your ads.
Absolutely. So me and my two neighbors have decided that we are now And we've turned this into, like, you know, fun guy night now. Started about 7 o'clock every week, every Friday night, because this is when the solicitor's been coming around. Friday nights, we decide just to grab some lawn chairs and sit on my driveway.
Oh, that's burb living right there.
Watch the neighborhood, man.
And we got yelled at by somebody who was, like, one of these, I'm like, the vice president of the HOA.
Oh, an official position, because you guys are vigilantes.
Yes. So we got yelled at for making the neighborhood look trashy by sitting on my driveway drinking beer.
Okay.
And now I've made it a point to now I'm going to watch the watchers. And I'm HOA watchdog. Gavin Dawson's media watchdog. I'm HOA watchdog guy now.
Okay, here's my question. First of all, you said you're doing this on a Friday, right?
I love it.
And maybe Saturday.
Okay, that's fine. Like, it's one thing to be out there in your, you know, tidy whities drinking on a Tuesday. That's mm-hmm. where you need to call Charter and get help.
Right.
But, I mean, and also, do you have a keg? Or do you just bring the case of beer? Or do you have, like, a nice little Yeti or a nice little cooler that you pick up?
Oh, God. I didn't even bring the beer out. I left it in the fridge so I could have to go in every 11 minutes.
Oh!
And get some air conditioning.
Well, okay, well, that's good. Well, that's very non-Texan of you, you know.
Well, I wanted to get some AC.
Yeah, but you're not bringing, like, cases of beer and stacking it up.
No.
Okay. No, wait.
When I'm done with them, I don't bring them inside. I bring them all in at the end.
Okay.
At the end of the night.
Okay, but still. Yeah, I don't, man. Man, God, these people.
Yeah, and
HOAs and watchdogs.
Yes.
No, I kind of like what RJ's doing in response to the HOA, though. Like, if you were your own HOA, I'd be like, this is over the top. But now you're watchdogging them, and they probably don't appreciate it, so they're trying to shut you down.
They are. I bet you they are.
They did. I thought they did try to shut
Well, they
you
did,
down.
But I bet you now they're going to have, like, there's probably going to be a Facebook
now,
post
are you
about
fulfilling,
this.
Are you fulfilling the look on this properly? Are you doing it?
Do I have a sleeveless shirt on?
No. A half open robe.
Yeah.
With white shirt and, like, love printed boxer shorts, like,
no.
Heart printed boxer shorts.
Yeah. No.
And socks and sandals.
And you need a terry cloth robe.
Or Tevas.
I'm barefoot.
Ooh.
I'm barefoot.
That's intimidating.
Yeah.
It's intimidating. That's a mountain man in suburbia.
Yeah. I'm barefoot. I've got my one neighbor, he's a concealed carry guy.
Oh, yeah,
so
that's the one who leaves
piece.
It all over the house, right?
He's got a side piece.
You're taking it to another extreme right here.
Yeah, we were having fun when you were just, like, holding water hoses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, willing to spray a guy if he came too close.
Yeah, some with the gat.
Okay.
But I'm just protecting. I'm protecting the neighborhood.
I'm out for advocating this again.
I'm just protecting the neighborhood from their own HOA. It's really out of hand.
And so you said it's solicitors.
Like, they're trying to stop everything. Like, solicitors are trying to keep tabs on people trying to put solar panels up.
Okay.
You know, if you have your garbage can out too long, just normal HOA
stuff. Oh, the garbage can!
And I just, like, guys, just stop. Like,
God
so anybody,
knows.
Anytime this person comes around, it's always this one person. She always comes around taking photos of everybody's weeds.
Oh, the grass. You know, it's like, it's overgrown on the sidewalk a little bit. I think you need to get some edging
and
done in the next week or so.
You know how many times I've received a photo of my house
Man.
From the HOA? Just wanted to let you know that your Japanese boxwood is just a little too high. I would like you to cut it down just a little bit. I'm not really sure what accent that is,
yeah.
But I'm going to go with a standard.
Pretentious.
Right. Yeah, pretentious HOA accent. I mean, it's a bush.
I'm trying to keep my yard a little high, keep the moisture in the grass.
Okay.
All right? I'm cutting it, but I'm cutting it high. I want that. I want to keep it as green as I possibly can.
877-881-1053, Autoflex Leasing Fantex. I want to hear more of these horror stories. That has to do with, I mean, we've talked about the HOA, but the watchdogs that go after this. Now, Roy, you live in a neighborhood now.
I do. I live in a community.
Yeah, you had apartment living for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Have you faced this so far?
I have not faced the wrath other than the price, like, per month of what we pay. That's extremely expensive. However, I mean, I'm very happy with my HOA because... Ugh.
You're
not only
guy.
Did they replace some, like, we didn't even ask them to do this. They replaced some grass, like, between our building and the building right next to us. We're on the very end. and the building right next to us, there was probably like 4 feet worth and about maybe 10, 15 yards long of just dirt because erosion would take place, the water would collect there, and it would just kill the ground. They resodded the entire thing, so now it looks really nice. They cut my grass for me as a part of our HOA fees, so that's all well and good. And I don't have anything out on my front lawn. It's not even a lawn. It's like a little gated in, probably 15 square foot at best.
Well.
But there's nothing I could put on it, I don't think, that would be offensive enough to draw the ire of my HOA. So I got no problems, but it's not when you're living in a neighborhood versus a community. See, like ours is a condo community.
Right.
That's different. I feel like HOAs serve their purpose there.
Oh, they do. Look, they do serve a purpose. I have no problem with that. But sometimes they go a little bit overboard. You know, I'm just trying to help out. There are people trying to sell things door to door. They're just trying to make a buck.
Yeah. No. Look,
I'm supporting that.
They serve a purpose. You know, you got to clean up the gate. That's fine. Let the gate look good. Yeah. You're going to help out my home value. The median that I'm driving, you know, what I'm driving through, if there's something in the median that needs to be cut down, that's fine. Little Becky's cat that she got 2 weeks ago, it died. It got ran over. Clean up. Pick it up out of the road. I appreciate that stuff. But the other things, it's like, come on. Use common sense.
Common sense. I'm going to watchdog. I'm going to be out there.
I didn't know this Facebook page thing with HOAs was such a big deal.
I would love to start
a Twitter thread. And if you want to do this, go ahead and like snapshot a picture.
Oh, we need a good hashtag.
Of the worst HOA requests or complaints.
That's a long hashtag.
That you've seen. Yeah, it's not going to be that.
Oh, okay.
HOA complaints, maybe.
Yeah.
Or HOA life.
We need something because, you know, the HOA got upset because somebody moved out of the house and nobody's moving in for 2 weeks, like across the street. People are going in their pool.
Let's watchdog it.
That's awesome.
What's the big deal? That's the HOA's home got a problem with this. Why? What do you care?
That's your house.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.